Welcome to another episode of What the Tech, the podcast series brought to you by ProServe IT. I'm thrilled to have you with us today as we dive into the world of technology. In this series, we're exploring the latest innovations shaping our digital landscape. And guess what? This month, our spotlight is on Microsoft Viva. In today's episode, we're unraveling the mysteries behind Viva, Microsoft's comprehensive platform designed to enhance the employee experience. We'll be delving into the intricacies of Viva topics, discovering how it transforms knowledge management and fosters collaboration within organizations. Get ready to unlock insights that could reshape the way you approach employee engagement and knowledge sharing. So, without further ado, let's jump into What the Tech.
Welcome to our Microsoft Viva course. My name is Joy Fajardo. I am the Brand Experience Manager at ProServe IT, and I am the responsible first point of contact to customers who are reaching out to us looking for assistance with some of our products and service offerings. So for today's agenda, first, we'll go through a recap of employee experience platform. Then we'll discuss Viva topics overview. We'll also do some demos. I'll also be sharing a customer story, and then we'll go through some use case catalog. So let's begin. All right, so let's go for a background first. So a lot has changed in the last few years. Even as people start going back to work, how we work will be permanently transformed by the pandemic. Many organizations have adapted to remote and hybrid work, but all this and all the other change around us has demanded unprecedented resilience. Lots of our customers and their leaders are grappling with how to make this new world of work more sustainable, not just for their people, but also for the organization and, of course, for themselves. And many of us are realizing that what is needed to survive and thrive is a new culture of resilience that enables people and organizations to continuously adapt for what's next. During this past years, and starting well before that, Microsoft has focused on being students of this change, listening to customers, commissioning research, they analyze data from the cloud services, and just following the science. So Microsoft certainly don't have all the answers, but they gained valuable insights in order to help guide their approach in product investments. One of the key insights from research in this area is that more than ever, people are the key to business success. This statistics and countless other research shows that when we invest in our people and when we focus on improving the employee experience, we can also directly impact employee engagement, retention, customer satisfaction, and furthermore, the company's financial success. So Microsoft also learned from this research and a research project in partnership with LinkedIn and Glint that there are these 6 key elements that make up a great employee experience. So what are they? We have well-being, connection, focus, empowerment, growth, and purpose. Let's go through them one by one quickly. Well-being is when you feel safe at work, not just physically, but also mentally and emotionally. You feel uniquely valued and are treated equitably and with dignity. Connection is when you belong as a trusted integral member of a diverse community. You have high quality relationships with your colleagues characterized by mutual respect. Focus is when you know that what success looks like and what to prioritize, when you're on track and get feedback that helps you improve. Empowerment is when you can easily find information, people, tools, and even resources that you need. And so you are empowered to make decisions and what's required for success. Now, growth is when you get what you need to maximize your strengths, learn new skills, broaden your experience, and progress towards your goals. And then finally, we have purpose. You're part of something bigger than yourself. Your work serves others and has a meaningful impact. In this current environment, however, where people are sometimes physically apart, and there's stress and there's lacking of connection, it's harder than ever to create that great employee experience. There has been a bigger need for technology, data, and insights that are designed to enable a great employee experience regardless of your location. First, employees want to feel more connected. They want to feel more aligned to their company's purpose and mission. They want to grow, they want to make an impact, and they want to make a difference. Leaders, on the other hand, need a modern way to engage and develop their employees. And IT needs to be able to quickly enable this modern employee experience without having to rip and replace all their existing systems. So what is really needed is a new approach and a new category of technology solutions. And we call it the Employee Experience Platform, or EXP. So an EXP is a digital platform that puts people at the center by bringing together systems of work with systems of support into an integrated employee experience. And it also provides people with the resources and support that they need to succeed and thrive, no matter whether they're working from the office or remote. It also needs to provide an open and extensible platform that is customizable, and it should work with your existing systems and tools. Today, there are lots of vendors focused on employee engagement and well-being. The only problem is that they are mostly point solutions, looking only to solve one or a few of the symptoms and it in separate experiences. Today's solutions are very fragmented, and they are very disconnected from where people are doing their work. The services and resources employees need are often undiscovered or locked up in systems of record rather than in a natural part of people's communication and workflow. So our vision is to have this integrated employee experience that brings together all these resources into the natural flow of everyday work. Viva actually brings all the tools employees need to be successful in today's world of work into one unified solution that enables employee connection, insight, purpose, and growth. Viva has product experiences that support each stage of the employee journey. For example, you can keep everyone informed, included, and inspired through Viva Connections. You can also improve productivity and well-being with actionable insights. In terms of purpose, you can align people's work to team and organizational goals. And you can also help employees learn, grow, and succeed. So those are the four key experience areas of Microsoft Viva. It also includes a set of experiences that are designed to improve the employee experience for specific roles and functions, such as Viva Sales. So for today, we will focus on topics as part of the growth experience area. But if you are interested with Viva Learning and Viva Goals, please feel free to reach out to us, as we have done some classes on those as well, and we'll be happy to share you the recordings. Okay, so our research shows that, or more Microsoft's research shows that, people spend about an hour a day, or up to 7 weeks a year, imagine that, 7 weeks a year, searching for or recreating information. Employees today often have several tasks they are working on simultaneously, but frequently they're context switching, which means they switch between emails, chats, or documents, all while searching for various content on their computers, which actually prevents them from getting on the roll with their work. So the question is, how do we get you the content and information that you need without that constant interruption? So when we talk about the work customers do with content and knowledge, four major trends arose. First and foremost, people are inundated with unclassified information. And going through all of that content, reading it, and adding the proper tags is a waste and a low value use of employee time. The second point is around knowledge loss. There is so much information, it can be hard to get back to, which could be due to maybe lack of correct security and compliance. This caused an over-reliance on search, which is very challenging considering that that's exactly the problem, as you can see on point number three. Knowing when and what to search for is a problem for most people. And then finally, from spending time looking for information that you know already exists causes not only a drain in productivity, it's also very frustrating, right? So that is why Microsoft Viva Topics is created. Viva Topics applies AI to empower people with knowledge and expertise in the apps that they use every day. Topics automatically organizes content and expertise across your systems into related topics, like maybe projects or products or processes or even customers. Topic pages and topic center, created and updated by AI, enable experts to cultivate and share knowledge with wiki-like simplicity. Topic cards deliver knowledge just in time across Outlook, Microsoft Teams, and Office. I'm going to demo and show you how that works later on. Topic builds on Microsoft 365 and applies AI, as we've mentioned, to identify knowledge and experts from across your organization and categorize them into shared topics. The AI not only organizes knowledge into topics, it also automatically creates topic pages for each topic. These topic pages are edited and approved by experts and then kept up to date by AI. It's like Wikipedia for the enterprise, where AI does the first draft. And what's so powerful is that AI surfaces these topics as topic cards right within Teams, SharePoint, and Office. So if you hover over an acronym or, say, a project name, you get an immersive topic card that you can click on to get more details. Now, because Viva Topics automatically organizes content across your teams and systems to connect topics like projects, products, processes, and customers, information is ready when and where you need it. Experts at the company can also help curate the information shown in topics by sharing knowledge through simple, highly customizable websites called topic pages. Along with content from Microsoft apps and services, Topics also surfaces information from third-party services like ServiceNow. And graph connectors make it easy to connect to even more content employees would find helpful. Viva provides the privacy, security, and compliance you expect from Microsoft 365, so you can trust that sensitive content is protected. Now, according to Forrester, conservative estimates suggest that this could save employees between 1 and 3 hours each week just by reducing search time. Imagine how much hours those are. Viva Topics comes with this powerful controls to allow you to shape the delivery of knowledge in your organization. It's based on top of Microsoft search. If information is not being indexed there, it's being shielded from Viva Topics. You can also introduce a block list for certain topics that you may not want to be generated under any circumstances. The second set of controls relate to topic visibility. By default, topics are designed to be seen by a broad audience of licensed users. You have the option of limiting the default visibility to all topics or only to published topics. And individual topics respects the permission of the underlying content. You can assign further permissions to restrict people's ability to review highly sensitive topics that still need to be made available to a controlled group. So everyone has a role in developing knowledge to the organization for Viva Topics. Once licensed, anyone can discover information through Viva Topics in the apps that they use every day. As I've mentioned, Teams, SharePoint, and Outlook. Subject matter experts or topic contributors can curate the people, experts, and resources on topic pages and make sure the information is of high quality, adding their own skills and expertise to what AI has discovered. Knowledge managers oversee the overall system of topics that's set up by Viva, and they can perform basic tasks such as creating or maybe editing, deleting, and rejecting proposed topics. And then finally, we have the knowledge administrators. They are typically in a role responsible for licensing, security, and compliance. So all these roles come together to help drive knowledge discovery through the organization. Okay. As we mentioned before, the highest quality of knowledge in most organizations comes from blending the power of Microsoft AI with expertise and content that you have inside your organization. We often say knowledge management is a team sport, so it's important to include as many people as possible in this, not just the knowledge managers. You also have to include your actual users, right? Include end user feedback. Everyone can participate in continually improving the quality of the collective knowledge. So with Microsoft Graph connectors, your organization can index third-party data so it appears in Microsoft search results and Viva topic pages. Okay, so a couple of things you should know up front to get started. First and foremost, Viva Topics does best with active usage and recommended is at least 20,000 documents. So test trials with, say, 5 or 10 documents will not really yield a very rich set of information. The concept here is that we need good activity to be able to let the AI find what it needs to find inside of the graph. To generate high quality information, Viva Topics was built to scale. For small businesses, you can get great results so long as you have enough content that's active in your system. So let the AI find the knowledge for you. It is important to understand that. It is important to understand that Viva Topics was not built for personal use. Viva Topics was really designed for shared knowledge in the organization. Now we're going to go next. Okay, so a couple of tips before we go through the demo. The more content you have, of course, the better knowledge you'll find. Viva Topics doesn't move your content, nor does it change the security about them. All of the controls you have in place are preserved throughout the topic pages and topic cards supplied by Viva. Only licensed users get to see Viva Topics. Now, another question that we get a lot is, how many topic centers do I get per organization? So you only have one topic center that everyone can come in to find the maximum range of information available to them through the enterprise. Today, topic highlights show up inside the SharePoint in Microsoft Search. Okay, so we're going to go through our demo. Of course, a lot of learning is done on the job, and Viva Topics uses AI to magically connect you to knowledge and experts in the context of your work. Now, when you come across an unfamiliar topic or acronym, you can just hover over the word. So in this case, it is SOAR. And then a topic card gives you a summary of what you need to know. You don't need to search for knowledge. Knowledge finds you. And if you want to know more, you can just click on View Details. The topic page gives you more details, including definitions, relevant people, and even resources from across Microsoft 365 and external sources like ServiceNow. Now, when you have a question about a topic, you can ask using Viva's Q&A service powered by Yammer. So click on Ask Question. Viva will call in an expert automatically, and the next time the question is asked, Viva will answer the question automatically. As Viva Topics learns more, everyone shares the knowledge. Viva also uses AI to build topic pages automatically, and experts can make them better by editing them with wiki-like simplicity. Now, if you click on Home, the Topic Center gives you a personalized view of topics that matter to you. And when you click on Manage, it enables experts and admins to manage topics. Of course, as part of Microsoft 365, Viva Topics supports the security, compliance, and privacy you'd expect. People see only the topics and resources they have access to, and the Topic Center lets you review and approve the knowledge you want to harness from across the organization. Viva delivers this knowledge into Outlook, SharePoint, Teams, and makes Microsoft Search more powerful. With Viva Topics, you can connect people to knowledge, experts, and answers in the flow of their work, which is basically, as I mentioned, Outlook, SharePoint, Teams. So let's see how topics show up inside Viva Connections. When I see a text on the homepage of Viva Connections, I see the familiar topic highlight, and then when I hover over it, I can see the topic card for Mark 8. The topic card gives me the context I need with definitions, alternate names, experts, and resources that I can go to learn more about the subject without opening a separate application or running a search. Again, the knowledge is finding me. And if I need more information, just find the topic page. Okay, so the topic page provides a more immersive view of all the information that I can review. To learn more about the market here, I can see a definition and image. And as I scroll down the page, I can see experts' resources, both pinned by those experts as well as one suggested by AI. I can also see suggested sites and a map of related topics that I might look at for even more information and context. Okay. I can also get to topics easily from the news and articles that I find through all of Viva Connections here. As I scroll down the page, I can see an article about a store opening. When I open the news article, I can see familiar topic highlights. And when I click on those, we can see the topic card for Rainier Project. Okay, so now let's take a look at how Viva Topics can enrich your employee experience inside the office. I'm in a Microsoft Word document, and if I click on Mark 8, I can see the option to search for Mark 8. And when I click on that, I'll get to the topic. If I click on that pane, I can now see the highlight in the right-hand application pane where I can see definitions and alternate names. And if you want to dig more, click on Mark 8. I now see the, Click on Mark 8 and you will see all the informations same as earlier. So that's how it is on Microsoft Word. Next, we have topics in Microsoft Search. So Microsoft Search brings the power of the Microsoft Graph throughout all of Microsoft 365 into the search box. If I started to type Rainier, I can see some suggestions that show up for me automatically. Once I click on the search, I can see that the first returned result is the topic card for the Rainier project. I can also see some of the AI in action here. For example, I am asked if Megan Bowen is the correct expert for this topic. When everyone participates in reviewing the knowledge, those signals go back to the experts as well as the AI, and everyone gets to benefit from the feedback. We believe that it is essential to blend the best of human and technical development for knowledge capture. And now let's take a look at how a knowledge expert can update the information for a topic. So here I can see the topic center pinned as an app inside of Microsoft Teams. Let's click on that. When I launch the topic center, I can see a summary of the topics that are being suggested for me, as well as topics that are connected. When I click the Manage Topics link, I can see a dashboard showing me all the knowledge that Viva Topics has suggested. I can see suggested, confirmed, published, and even removed topics. Now let's take a look at the published topics. Here, I can see the topics that have already been published and shared to my organization. If I hover over Project Blue, I can see the topic card helping me confirm that what I want to work on matches my expectations. Opening the topic page allows me to edit the topic here in the upper right. I can see alternate names that have already been used for the project, and I can add one here. I can also edit the description, which has been captured for me by AI. Additionally, since Viva Topics is built on SharePoint, I can leverage the great customization toolkit that we've developed for that platform over the past years. I can simply add a new web part right in here. You can browse the full gallery of things to enrich the page, whether they're videos, images, stock information, Twitter feeds, and more. Publishing the page makes my changes immediately available to anyone who needs to know more about the Project Blue. So that's pretty much it for our demo. Now I'm going to jump in one of the customer stories. Okay, so one of Microsoft's customer who's been really doing a lot with Viva Topics is Northumbrian Water. They provide water and sewage to over 4 million people in the northern UK. They are an industry leader for adopting new technologies. And when they looked around the organization, they recognized that some of the most critical information was being kept on pieces of paper or, even worse, in people's heads. By combining Viva Topics and SharePoint, they've been able to create a combined knowledge base that they distribute to their employees. They project a return on investment of over £50 million over the next 3 years because of that. So now I hope you'll all agree that Viva Topics can provide powerful knowledge sharing and discovery to any organization. These benefits are not just qualitative, but they're quantifiable. We've done work with Forrester Research to help understand the benefits that a typical organization can gain from a well-designed implementation of Veeva Topics. And as you can see, there are substantial benefits to gain. Looking at content classification, improving discovery, reduction of legacy tools, and accelerated onboarding times are some of them. Now, you may be wondering, so what are some of the common scenarios that I should consider once Veeva Topics is rolled out as targets to set in my organization? So there are three ways of thinking about this. First, Veeva Topics helps you extend a common framework for describing your project, your industries, and your solutions to bring the company together. The second scenario is making sure that expertise, wherever it lives, throughout our diverse workforce, whether there are people who are close to retirement or new to organization, making sure that all of that collective knowledge can be captured and shared in a way that improves employee experience throughout all parts of the life cycle. And the last common scenario is onboarding. Whether employees are onboarding to the entire organization or maybe to a new project, Veeva Topics make it incredibly easy to understand unfamiliar acronyms and get up to speed when they're being supplied to you in the context as you need them, rather than having to ask people or move to a separate application. Now, we get asked about Microsoft's customers who are early adopters of Veeva Topics, what they're doing with this new technology. So many of Veeva Topics customer uses or use cases in their first year have centered on this six scenarios. First is being able to bring project information together for people in a coherent fashion as people move on or off a project. Being able to address onboarding contextually in the flow of work or providing training delivered through topic cards and topic pages is another. Another one is expertise identification, just knowing who knows the most. Sales enablement, helping sales and customer-facing teams to get the latest content. Being able to find the right experts to answer customer questions and issues. And then finally, expressing competitive intelligence inside of content, where the organization has to learn more about what's going on inside and outside of the organization. I just wanted to say thank you, everyone, for sharing with us your precious time today. We really appreciate it.
And there you have it, another enlightening episode of What the Tech. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into the realm of Microsoft Veeva and its powerful knowledge sharing capabilities. In today's episode, we explored how Veeva Topics is revolutionizing knowledge management, creating a seamless experience for employees to access and share valuable information. As we wrap up, don't forget to mark your calendars for our next episode, Drive Employee Engagement with Veeva Connections. We'll be exploring the dynamic world of employee engagement in the digital era. Remember, this podcast is proudly sponsored by ProServe ID, your go-to partner for cutting-edge tech solutions. Stay tuned, stay tech savvy. Until next time on What the Tech.